And welcome back to WSHIT's News at 7:32. It's news you can use before you snooze. Let's go now to our brand new international desk and hear about international type things from Belinda and John. Belinda and John, I understand you have international sports news.
And England skipper Andrew Strauss arrived in London proudly showing off the little urn. They'll spend 4 days at home before flying out for the World Cup. And Belinda, I just can't understand how something so small can be so impressive.
Well, Mark, you would know about that. Thank you very much.
Don't know a damn thing about soccer, but it sounds like that's a handball to me. And to be fair to Belinda, I have heard the same thing about John around the office. Anyway, we'll be back after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break.
However, free Britney. Britney's 37. Or 30-something,
yeah.
And the guy that she's engaged to is 27.
27 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Well, good
He's
for
younger.
Her. She likes the younger one,
He's
too.
He's younger. My dad is younger. He's dating an older woman. I mean, it's...
Listen,
something to be said for
happens.
That out there.
It happens. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. So, yeah. But you know, the way that he puts it is not like...
No.
It's not exactly what you want to hear coming out of a man's mouth is, get used to it. I'm going to bone your daughter. Get used to it. These people are just yelling incomprehensible things at each other. And they're like three-year-olds.
I know.
Yeah, he's like, you're just being disrespectful. No, you're being disrespectful. It's like two-year-olds. I hate you. No, I hate you.
He smells.
I got him in his brain. He's like, I got him. I said disrespectful ass.
Interested. And Wendy told me he was an idiot. You can't make me, you idiots. You can't make me leave the meeting.
I would like...
I'm democratically elected.
Wow.
I'm democratically...
He might have a point there.
Yeah, he might. Bill Kraft or Taft or whatever his name is. Doug Taft, Bill Kraft. He was down at the Jack Shack.
I mean, our news cycle is so immediate now that things just go away.
Yeah.
But yeah, he absolutely, the owner of the Patriots,
he was at a Jack Shack.
Busted in Florida.
Yep.
For going to it, and
they had video of him actually in the massage room getting rich.
Yes.
That guy is like 92 years old. Yeah, he's got a crinkly old wrinkly.
The next episode of the commercial break starts now.
The hell are you?
Gobble.
Of this commercial break. Gobble, 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 gobble. I'm Brian. This is Chrissy. And
happy holidays.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Welcome to yet another episode of The Commercial Break. The only commercial break you'll ever need. Just sharing that information with you. my dear friend, Chrissy.
Yes.
Yes. And it's pre-Thanksgiving week, and so we're getting all excited here at TCB for one of our favorite holidays by wearing black shirts. It looks like we're going to a funeral. What happened?
I'm wearing a Memphis shirt.
Oh, I'm wearing a black... I just realized we're in all black. What is that all about?
I got a big butterfly.
Yeah, tcbpodcast.com/the... or youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. You can go and check us out on YouTube. I suggest that you do, because Chrissy and I have a brand new segment called In the Studio, where we talk about very timely topics like news and celebrities and entertainment and all that kind of stuff. And the first one is
lifestyle, fashion,
lifestyle,
fun,
fitness. We're trying to
fitness.
Mimic Frankie B. And let me tell you a little bit about Frankie B. But in this In the Studio thing this week, or this particular, the first segment, we're talking about Travis Scott Part 2, who we think is to blame for the Travis Scott Astroworld tragedy. So we take all the unfunny stuff and we put it on YouTube only. So go there, youtube.com.
So if you want to get serious.
Yeah, if you want to get serious with the commercial break.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, Chrissy and I aren't always laughing when we're together. It's just 98% of the time
right.
that we're laughing.
We are.
We've never been quite serious with each other, and the trend continues. Let me tell you something about Frankie B. You know, we did two episodes of Frankie B the last time we were in the studio, and I then realized that Frankie B videos were popping up all over my, you know, subscribe. Like, a bunch of new videos came out, and what I realized today, reading through the comments, clearly our audience is going and trolling Frankie. How do I know this?
Yeah.
Because they're calling him Frankie B.
And that's our name for him.
Yeah, and that's our name for him. He never calls himself Frankie B.
No,
he's Frank Bernardo.
Bernardo.
Right? Frank Bernardo. Look at my body.
Hey.
So I do have to say this. I'm just going to calm everything down a little bit. I'm going to play the responsible the responsible adult in the room.
Okay.
If you're gonna Frank Bernardo, don't call him Frankie B. Like, just call him something else. I don't get it. You know, hey, listen.
Although we do have a lead on somebody that's doing some
investigative work for us.
Incognito.
Yes.
Investigative work for us about his new
House of Cards, Salon Suite.
Salon Suite.
If you want to go back, listen to episode 119 and 120. You can hear all about Frankie's brand new business opportunity, the Frank Bernardo House of Cards, House of Salon Suite. And somebody is actually reaching out to talk to him about this because we were interested to know exactly what you get for how much money with the Salon Suite.
We know you get a ribbon cutting.
Yeah, we know you get a ribbon cutting.
And a building that runs itself.
Listen, what else could you want in
you
a business
just
opportunity?
Go on vacation. Just get him to set up the building.
If Frankie has,
in the middle of the country?
If in the middle of the, literally, the country. And I don't mean the country like the America, the United States of America. I mean like the country, the backwoods.
Yes.
Because that's the only place you'll be able to afford to put one of Frankie B's House of Salon, Salon Suisse. And, you know, I got a rousing, we got a rousing pat on the back about more Frankie B. Keep it coming. So I won't inundate you with Frankie B. right now. We'll get back to it. Maybe for Christmas time, we'll put out a Frankie B.
Christmas special
with Frankie B.
Yes.
Yes. But TCB and Frankie B.
TCP.
The match made in heaven. He's a perfect foil for us. He's a perfect foil for us. He is
Thank
just,
you, Frankie.
Yeah, he's a personality that I understand because I grew up in the Midwest. He doesn't say anything at all, so we can have fun with everything that he says that has, and it makes no sense. And it's quite funny when you think about it, these videos that he puts out. He's back to talking about single and dating life and all that. So I know everybody wants to bite at the chomp and get it all over with, but let me...
I think he's missing a huge opportunity, I have to say. I think he's missing a huge opportunity. I feel like he could just do an all-in package. Frank Bernardo's, you know, lifestyle, fun, fitness, fashion...
Salon Suite?
Into a Salon Suite.
Yeah.
And then you can just come in and just get it all. One-stop shop.
I agree. I think Frankie could be a dating
get your
coach.
Haircut. And, yeah, he and could be, everything else.
He could be a dating coach that literally builds House of Salon, Salon Suites.
Yeah.
Right? And
make
I think
you look good.
That's right.
Out the door into your date.
Out the door into your date with that.
Uh-huh. You work out first. You do a quick workout, pump up those muscles.
I know. I wish I could play this video
so
for you.
You're ripped as you go into the bar. You got your hair looking good.
You're driving that brand new Corvette that you just bought. I wish I could. I wish I could play this new video for you because the first 20 seconds, it just tells you everything you need to know about what's coming up when he says, let's be honest about guys who are dating in their 50s or 60s. They want a younger woman.
Ah!
Now, I know most women aren't going to like that I say that, but you know what? Yeah. Get used to it. It's like, wow. Wow, such a daft touch, Frankie.
That being said, I'm a younger woman that is married to an older man. Astrid is a younger woman that's married to an older man.
Yeah.
But
maybe I shouldn't throw stones.
However, free Britney. Britney's 37 and, or 30 something.
Yeah.
And the guy that she's engaged to is 27.
27 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Well, good
He's
for
younger.
Her. She likes the younger one
He's
too.
He's younger. My dad is younger. He's dating an older woman. I mean, it's.
Listen,
somebody said for
happens.
That out there.
It happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, but you know, the way that he puts it is not like,
no.
It's not exactly what you want to hear coming out of a man's mouth is, get used to it. I'm going to bone your daughter. Get used to it. Okay. And by the way, talking about Britney Spears, we'll do an in the studio about Britney Spears, Free Britney. I know I owe an apology. Okay. Now, I wanted to, did want to talk to something before we get to the meat and potatoes of the show, so to speak. I think you're really gonna get into this one.
Okay.
Did you see that Ed from 90 Day Fiancé got engaged?
No,
speaking
I
of older
not.
Men with younger
no,
women.
Not.
Did you see this?
No,
okay.
I've not.
For those of you that don't know, 90 Day Fiancé is basically taking over the whole TLC family of channels. That's all they run
as
all the
it
time.
Should.
Yeah, as it should, because it's an extraordinarily popular show.
And it's addictive.
Yeah, I know. Now even the celebrities are tweeting about it, like Instagramming. I was onto this way in the beginning, and now everybody's onto it. Yeah, okay. Ed, Big Ed, probably the best character to ever come out of the single of 90 Day Fiancé is now on something called 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life, because when he went across the world to find his love, it didn't work out. Like a lot of them don't.
Most
don't. They have a really poor batting average.
Track record.
90 Day Fiancé. Yeah. But so Big Ed, who is a short man with a huge neck, he's got some kind of condition, so I'm not making fun of it, but his head is just kind of like compressed into his shoulders. And so he's like this,
it's
right?
No neck.
It's no neck. No neck Ed. Okay. Yeah. Or big neck Ed. I'm not really sure what it is. Yeah. One of the two. His shoulders just kind of meet his ears, and that's the way it is. He is one of the best characters to ever come out of 90 Day Fiancé. And
I'll take your word for it. I'm not going to go back and watch it.
Okay.
I'm not. I am.
You are.
I am.
I know you are. You're going to go back and watch Big Ed. You have to watch Big Ed. So his love falls apart, and they now come up with a new show for all the situations that didn't work out called 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life, where they follow the lovable losers in love as they go out back into the dating world and try and find a girl. Let me fast forward. I've talked about this before. Ed finds the local waitress at his pub is pretty hot. She's also 28 years old. Ed is well into his 50s, right? Mm-hmm. She's 28 years old.
Too big of a gap.
And Ed just does what Ed does, and he smothers her, basically. He asks her out on one date, and then forever on, Ed is smothering her, constantly asking her, do you love me? Are you in this? Ed is like, can't shut his mouth, right? He's so insecure, and it comes directly out of his ears. Now, I feel for him because I know some of these people. I know guys that are just like Ed, and I know girls that are just like Ed.
Girls and guys.
They can't stop looking for that affirmation that someone is actually into them. And Ed does this 24 hours a day. So the girl eventually just kind of breaks it off with him, right? He breaks it off with him. And then the first thing that Ed does within 5 hours of getting broken up with, guess what he does?
Date somebody new.
He goes to Las Vegas and he picks up a couple of 20-year-old strippers or whatever it is and puts pictures all over the internet. Within 5 hours of this fight that him and his new 28-year-old girlfriend had, they have a fight. He goes, takes the next flight to Vegas. He finds strippers. He posts it all over Instagram. Of course, she is devastated. And Ed is an asshole to everybody's, to everybody's chagrin. Mm-hmm. Well, behind the scenes, because this hasn't been on the actual show yet, behind the scenes, somehow those two got back together. The 28-year-old and Ed got back together.
She realized what she was now they missing. Are engaged.
Yeah, she realized that she wants the cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she realized. The cameras were missing. That's it.
That's the cameras.
I mean, come on. Let's be honest about it. Yeah. Ed is a nice-looking gentleman.
It's a good springboard to something.
Wouldn't you? No. Don't you think that if someone was paying... No.
I'm not going down that rabbit hole.
Let me ask you an honest question. Let me just ask you an honest question. If someone came to you and they were mildly attractive and kind of had a nice personality and they asked you out on a date and she was just coming out of a divorce and you said, you know what? I'm going to take my mom's advice.
Give it a shot. Yeah, get the nice guy.
He has all these cameras around him. But, maybe this is something new for me. It's a new adventure. I really need a freshen up in my life. I just got divorced. I got a kid. Life is tough. Let's just go out with these cameras and we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. And then for the next 7 weeks, cameras are following you around. You're famous. Your Instagram is building. Your Twitter is building. Mm-hmm. You're getting hot and heavy. You probably have a lot of emotional relationships going on in Instagram. I am. You can imagine that a flood of...
It's addictive.
Yes.
I can see how the addiction would happen. Yes.
So then all of a sudden, it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you imagine? You're a waitress
in a
fucking pub. I want you back, Big Ed. Bring that little ringy ding ting ting right here.
I was wrong.
I thought about it. And I want you to come back with me. Ed.
Yeah. Ed. He fell for it?
He fell for it. He doesn't give a shit. He's got a 28-year-old girlfriend. Ed is getting what he wants. He likes this girl.
Yeah, but he's falling for the fact that she didn't like him before, but now she likes him now.
It's not that she didn't like him before. She took it really slow at first. She wouldn't let him touch him and stuff like that.
Yeah. There's a reason for that.
Yeah, of course there is. And I'm telling you, it's the fame. She's addicted to the fame. I don't know the girl. I'm sure she's a lovely person. I'm saying we could all get wrapped into that. If someone came to us tomorrow, if someone came, walked in the store, let's say Big Ed walked in the store. We didn't know Big Ed, but Big Ed, the human being, walked in the store tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, guys, I want to be on the show. And we were like, I don't know, Ed. You're not really a great fit for the commercial break.
Although he is.
He'd be perfect. We could put him right here. Yeah. Right where the Buddha is. Put him right there. Just sit right there. Yeah. But let's say he walked in and he said, hey, guys, I want to be on the commercial break. Mm-hmm. And we first had our reservations about it. Because we thought, Ed's not really He's not our best friend. We don't know him. We don't know his sense of humor. He's not really that funny in real life. He's kind of funny looking, but he's not really funny.
Yeah.
But you know what? We'll give it a shot because Ed has a couple hundred thousand people on his Instagram, and that could probably help the show. And, you know, maybe we'll just make it work, right? And then 7 weeks later, The Commercial Break was the number one comedy podcast in the world, and we were mini celebrities because Ed is on our show. Uh-huh. And then Ed one day just went away, and all of a sudden we're back to just, you know, 5 people downloading us every day. We're back down to moms and dads listening to The Commercial Break. Uh-huh. Wouldn't we just think for just 1 second? Well,
if we were in it strictly for business, yes. But I feel like there's a lot. There's supposed to be love that's happening with Ed and the girl.
But how can you do that when all those cameras are around? How can you? It's like The Bachelorette. Of course you can't. You can't. When 20 hunky guys are running around shirtless with their, you know, that little pelvis bone that always shows with the hot young guys, the one that I lost back in my, you know, 22 years old. The last time I saw that was when I was at your pool party at Memorial Day, 2007. Right? You know what I'm talking about. That little happy trail that, you know, the arrow that points down that way, the one that I'll never get back. Mm-hmm. Okay. When you're, you know, when that's going on, regardless, how do you pick which one you fall in love with and are ready to get married to? You can't. It's all about the fame.
It is.
Alternately, the 20 guys, probably half of them have no interest because that's just the way life works. Have no interest in this girl on any level whatsoever. But they want to win the show so that they can become famous.
Right.
Right? Ed is that's the true. Exact same way. Ed fame's is like addiction. A little fame magnet.
Fame's an addiction.
He's an interesting guy. But is he the guy that some 28-year-old waitress really wants to be with? No, I don't think so. Because she gave every indication that he wasn't the guy for her.
Yes, and then now it's gone away.
Now it's gone away. And now they're engaged. That's right. Wee. Ed is the most famous person to ever be on 90 Day Fiancé. He's the most famous person. I'll make you an educated guess that he's garnered the most fame. And she got addicted to the fact that everybody was interested in what she had to do. She was no longer a waitress at a pub.
Right.
She was Ed's woman. She was her own independent character and personality. And now that Ed said, well, I'm not afraid to leave. I'm going to go right straight to Vegas and find me another 20-year-old hottie because I'm fucking famous.
I'm the one.
I'm the guy. I brought this to you.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something. Ed, give us a call here at The Commercial Break. Because I will set
best
you straight.
Best to you, Ed.
Best to you. And best to you, whatever your name is. Yes. I can't remember your name.
Mother.
Mother. Mother! Call us up here and we'll straighten you out. Ed is engaged. Okay. And I say congratulations to them and best to you. Best. And I hope everything works out. Yes, but it won't. But I hope it does. Yes. But it won't. But I hope it does. But it can't. But I hope your love is long. It won't be more than 2 weeks. And I hope when the cameras go away that you guys are still together. Yes, but you won't be because that's not how it works.
Exactly.
Because you're famous and people are fame whores. That's what happens. Look at Chrissy and I.
Yeah.
We'll do almost anything for a download. I got recognized one time at Menfo and I came back floating on a cloud. I was like, "Whoa."
And that was my cousin.
Yeah. That's true. And then I was like, where's the makeup trailer? Makeup trailer! Hey everybody, it's The Commercial Break inside of The Commercial Break. Go to tcbpodcast.com. If you'd like to find out more about Chrissy and I, you can read all the show notes, get our sponsors, special URLs and codes. You can listen to all the audio, you can watch all the video, all from our website. And if you'd like to, you can drop us a line at 661-237-8296. That's 661-BEST, the number 2, YO. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak is the home of our brand new series, TCB in the Studio. Content you cannot get through the audio version. So please go ahead, jump over there and subscribe. It'd be a great Christmas present to yourself. Get your free TCB collectibles sticker. Series number 2 is out right now by going to the website and click on I Want My Free Sticker. We'll tell you how to get it. You tell us where to send it and we'll have it home for the holidays just in time. We want to thank you for being a listener of The Commercial Break, and we know commercials aren't your favorite thing in the world, but our sponsors are good enough to give you free shit and discounts just by listening to the commercials. So please use the specialized URLs and codes to get your free shit, and then the sponsors keep on coming back, and then we get to do more content, and you get to keep on listening. It's a big lovey-dovey relationship, trust me. Happy holidays to you and yours, and now a word from our sponsors. Hey, boys and girls, this episode is sponsored in part by Mack Weldon. The holiday season is here, and with it comes the yearly question, what do I do at the non-ugly sweater parties? What do I wear? Also, how do I maximize my time savoring the holiday moments and not in the shopping mall? Fear not, weary holiday wanderer. Mack Weldon has all of our answers. Whether it's an office party, a party with friends and family, or just a holiday party with me, my couch, and my TV, Mack Weldon has all the essentials to keep me stylish and comfortable throughout the season. And their innovative daily wear system has taken the hard work out of outfit planning with pieces designed to work together for any occasion. This saves you time and spares you extra holiday stress. Guys, I'm not going to lie. If you've listened to the commercial break, you know I am not a fan of the cold. I feel like I'm walking in a popsicle factory, and honestly, it's just not for me. But with Mack Weldon's warm knit collection that features shirts, vests, pajama pants, and more, my chilly winter days are behind me. Using innovative technology that uses your own body heat to keep you the perfect temperature, these products from Mack Weldon have me saying something I never thought I would say. I'm okay with the cold this year. I got my brand new long sleeve shirts. I got my beautiful vest. I am ready to go. And my undies. I got my undies too. Mack Weldon seriously makes some very comfortable clothing, and I have used Mack Weldon for a couple of years. Long before they became a sponsor of the commercial break, I was a fan of this clothing, but this particular shirt, these shirts that I got, and this vest, I am telling you, silky smooth. Get out there, get you some Mack Weldon clothing. It is beautiful, it fits wonderfully, and this winter, it's going to keep you warm. 20% off your very first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/TCB and enter the promo code TCB. That's MackWeldon.com/TCB, and then make sure to enter the promo code TCB for 20% off your first order. Thanks to Mack Weldon for being a sponsor of the commercial break, and thanks for keeping me warm and beautiful this holiday season.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Okay, I was trolling on the internet as I do. And you know, I remember a couple months back, but God, it's been a long time since then, actually. Do you remember when we stumbled upon, like the world stumbled upon, this rather rowdy town hall meeting that went on in England?
Yes.
Where they were like, you know,
Jackie read them and understand them.
You have no authority here, Jackie Weaver.
Jackie Weaver, right? You can't
right.
do that, Jackie Weaver, basically.
You can't do that.
You can't do that, Jackie Weaver. It was a lady who was holding holding her little town hall meeting, and
this is in England.
Yeah, in England, and all
not
it was
London,
online.
No. In England.
No, not in
Wales.
An actual city.
Was it Wales?
Wales. It was like some what was it called? Scroungeship Township or something like that. Scranton, Wales. I don't know.
Yes.
But they had this Zoom meeting because it was the middle of a pandemic, and she went worldwide famous because these curmudgeon-y old men started getting on and yelling at her like, you can't do that, Jackie Weaver, you know, you read the rules, Jackie Weaver. They were all basically being dicks to this lady.
They were.
Who was just trying to conduct a town hall meeting. It got me thinking a long time ago, and I just got back to it recently. This is not the only town hall meeting that has gone south. There have to be others where things have gone south.
For sure.
What made me pop this whole idea back in my head was there is a new Jackie Weaver from an English meeting, and he is a total jackass, a guy basically interrupting a town hall meeting. He's sitting on the town council, is what they call it, sitting on the town council, and they're trying to bring something to order, whatever that the fuck that means. I don't even know what all these terms mean. You know, bring that car to order, whatever that.
Does that mean stop yelling?
I think it means stop yelling. I think he was saying shut point up. Of order, which means, yeah, shut up, you know. You're an asshole, which is what people would say here in America.
Yes.
But here, let me give you a little bit of the little taste, a little teener.
A little teener.
A little finger dip. I'm going to give you a little finger dip of what this meeting was all about. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Here's a meeting in England. Happened a couple weeks ago. Some jackass trying to derail the whole thing.
Please come forward and state your name. And address.
Oh, nope, that's not it. Never mind.
Thank you, members. So, returning to this evening.
Point of order.
Business. Members.
Point of order.
If you wish to speak.
Point of order.
Councillor Morris, your behaviour is unacceptable.
Point of order. Is-
point of order.
Point of order. I'm going to start saying that to Jeff
me
now.
Me too.
Point of order, Jeff.
I'm going to start saying it to my kids. Point of order.
I don't like what you're saying.
Yeah.
Point of order.
I think it means like you have a smelly asshole or something. Point of order. What happens after point of order? If you do a point of order, does that mean?
Does everybody shuts up?
Yeah, everybody shuts up and now you get to talk.
And then what do you have to say?
I don't know. Well, let's hear what he has to say for himself.
The point of order, your behavior is unacceptable because you're supposed to listen to a point of order. No, I won't cease this behavior.
You're supposed to listen to a point of order and clearly you've ignored the point of order. Point of order about my point of order. Your behavior is unacceptable. Now your behavior is unacceptable. And I call a point of order on your behavior. Point of order on my point of order about your behavior. Point
they're
of
very,
order.
They're very formal.
They're very formal over there. He's a dick, but he's being very polite about it. Point of order. What does it mean? Somebody call and tell me.
You have no authority on me. Oh. You have no authority over me, do you, Mark? No, I don't wish for you to explain anything to me. You're an idiot. Wendy told me.
Wendy told me about your small dick. Point of penis. You have a small one.
Wendy told me
you're an idiot and I completely believed her.
You have a micro.
Hey, Mark, did you know that Dave is an idiot? He is. I didn't know, but now that you've told me, Wendy, I'm going to use that information for good. Point of order. You're a dick. You're an idiot. Point of order. Your small penis satisfies nobody. Wendy told me.
Wendy said it.
These people are just yelling incomprehensible things at each other. And they're like three-year-olds.
I know.
Yeah, he's like, you're just being disrespectful. No, you're being disrespectful. It's like two-year-olds. I hate you. No, I hate you.
You smell.
I got him in his brain. He's like, I got him. I said disrespect for the last.
Interested in
Wendy told me he was an idiot. You can't make me, you idiots. You can't make me leave the meeting.
I would like.
I'm democratically elected.
I'm
wow.
Democratically.
He might have a point there.
Yeah, he might.
You can't make me leave the meeting. Meeting.
Yeah, meeting. No, you gotta say like meeting. Meeting. First of all, second of all, how many people vote for this town?
Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy voted
Wendy,
for me.
For sure.
Wendy voted for me. Wendy told me you're all idiots. Meanwhile, Wendy's like, I didn't want to get in the middle of this, really. That was a private conversation, Mark. If you could keep me out of it, I certainly would appreciate it.
That's okay. A diet coke break.
You sat true. There and you're watched right. Homophobic bullying going
there's
on
been
and
no
Brett,
bullying going on and you came here.
Oh, there was no bullying going on. So what the what did Bloke do?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to.
That's pretty common in the parliamentary over there in
are.
England. Yeah, they
yeah,
boo each other all the
stuff.
Time. Yeah, like the prime minister will get up and people will be like, boo. Here, it's like, you know, I don't even know. Here. you can overrun the Capitol and smear shit on the walls, and people are like, it's just a party. Over there, it's like,
peaceful,
you know.
Protest.
Yeah, this is all just very so polite. Mm-hmm. I like it. Frankly, I think we need a little bit more of this.
Yeah, and you leave the steam out.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah, boo. Point of order. Wendy said you're an idiot. I'm going to cut that up. That's going to be a new clip. The commercial break. Wendy said you're an idiot.
You are not allowed to speak because you have not been heard.
Go on. But this time.
Wait, you're not allowed to speak because you've not been heard? Huh. That's an interesting point that you bring up there. If you've not been, if you're not speaking, how can you be heard?
Yeah, you
I don't know.
Seems like there's some kind of formal thing there. Yeah, you must. Yeah. You must be heard.
That's why I never do.
We're
good.
Allowing to hear you.
You are allowed to speak now, democratically elected junior senator from Lancaster Township.
You're essentially breaching the peace.
No, I'm not. I'm not. No, I'm asking. No, fella. No, because I know my. Excuse me. We're doing well. Please. No, I'm not interrupting because I've been summoned here. I'm legally entitled to be here.
You are not legally entitled to be here.
I won't have you say.
Wait, was that an American accent that just came out of nowhere? Did you hear that?
What?
Yeah, first of all, I don't understand what's going on now. It's all just evolved into chaos.
It's probably over like a fence length, too, like a fence height.
The most ridiculous things happen at these town hall meetings. Do you want to hear one that's really, I mean, holy. I had to listen to this twice, and then I had to hunt down the video, and I had to watch it, because I could not believe what was being said. But this is a 100% serious human being talking about a serious matter. Okay. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I think I'm ready.
This is the most insane thing that has ever been seriously discussed inside of a town council meeting. This is here in the United States, somewhere in California. Ready?
Okay.
Aren't you excited about that? What happened?
Yes.
What happened to my
I'm
thing?
Ready.
Are you still ready?
I'm still ready.
I'm just hoping it turns on at some point.
Are you ready?
Is this not the most ridiculous thing that you've ever heard?
Yes. Absolutely.
I'm just going to keep on playing it. I think it's an empty cartridge. Or maybe it's just on really low. Let's listen. Nope, that's my children.
Yeah.
It's playing, but it's not playing. Okay, let me explain what you may or may not eventually hear. Okay. This is about Jack Shacks and they're being outlawed or rezoning where the Jack Shacks can or cannot be.
Okay.
So the town council wants to take the Jack Shacks, sometimes known as, you know, exotic spas, Asian massage parlors, whatever you want to call them. Here they are.
Oh,
there it is. Only 7.5 minutes in. You like how I just rolled with that? I got to just shut the whole thing down and then just edit it together.
You did a great job.
Thanks. But I felt like someday we're going to do this live and we need to be practiced.
We do.
This guy has a point about the Jack Shacks.
Okay.
Let's listen.
Hi, I'm Chris Flowers.
By the way, Chris, our good buddy Chris here, sounds like someone who has a vested interest in whether or not the Jack Shacks stay. Hi.
He's trying to make a point.
I took a
to
break.
Be heard.
I took a break from Fortnite and my Doritos.
If licenses and regulations help stop sex trafficking, then if Kansas truly wanted to put an end...
Oh, this is Kansas, not California, sorry.
...to sex slavery, shouldn't they allow grown adults to engage in prostitution legally and then regulate and license that? When you ban something outright, that forces what you ban onto the black market. And the black market is where shady stuff starts happening.
Very true, Chris.
Hey, Chris, you got some points here.
Chris. I'm with you.
I like Chris.
Chris
has got his, he woke up with an omelet in his head. His noggin is working full bore, buddy.
It's very
case
true.
Yeah, I would make these same arguments.
Point. Many years ago.
Because you know, prohibition worked.
Yeah, prohibition worked perfectly. And the war on drugs is going great.
War on drugs, fantastic.
Yeah. The fabric of society is tearing itself apart. Did you notice? I'm just asking.
So my friend came over with some marijuana and we smoked it. Shortly after, we both started feeling something wasn't quite right. That's right. It was laced.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. My friend was pulling my pants down. It was a little bit weird, but I rolled with it because my marijuana was laced.
Then not too long ago, Colorado legalized marijuana, and now a lot of the marijuana being sold around here comes from dispensaries in Colorado, and you hardly ever hear tales anymore of people buying pot that's laced. I say the same basics apply to prostitution. If prostitution was legalized and reasonably regulated,
then I wouldn't get laced vaginas.
Yeah. But now, I mean, just go for it.
The first time I went to a brothel, my penis fell off.
It was laced.
But I regrew another one. And now that it's legal, I only get clean vagina.
Everything's all good.
Chris is worried about the cleanliness, the sanctity and cleanliness of his prostitute.
Yes.
Good for you, Chris.
Yeah.
By the way, sex work is work. I agree with Chris here.
Yes.
Most people would rather deal with a legitimate licensed prostitute than have to deal with pimps and potential sex slaves. So I propose this. The city allows for licensed masseurs to give genital massages if the masseur and the client both agree to it.
Chris is really arguing this hardcore.
I mean,
Chris is not joking, by the way. I saw the video. Chris is one. He is prepared.
Like,
there's no one laughing. Everyone is taking this very seriously. He's going to change
sex work in Kansas. Yeah. And he means it.
Why wouldn't we just allow a consensual hand job?
Yeah.
From the lady at the massage parlor. By the way,
It's on the menu. Just put it on the menu.
Yeah.
It's there.
Consensual hand job, $35. By the way,
and it's legal just to have sex to consensual
adults. That's right.
Adults.
Hey, listen. Like, what? I don't know if you remember when I got the Boscolo.
I don't.
But you don't remember when I got the Boscolo in Italy? Itty. When I went to Itty, I sound like Frankie B now. I lost my L's. When we went to Italy and I went to the massage parlor at the top of the hotel, and the girl was getting super handsy with me.
Yeah.
And she was like, huh?
Yeah.
I think she was waiting for me to be like, yes, I'll pay you the extra money. But I just was scared. I was like, I don't touch that.
Right.
I kept pulling my towel back up. I was like, nope.
We let someone get naked.
I got a weird massage in Italy, too.
Yeah. Did they get a little frisky with you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then I told you the story about how the girl I was dating at the time literally went to Colorado or went to wherever she went. Yeah, Colorado. And came back and explained to me about how she got fingered by a fucking masseuse.
Yeah.
And she said it was relaxing. And I was like, what?
It's very relaxing.
We're dating.
I know. Yes.
You could have just waited to come home for me. She was like, that's not relaxing. That's taxing. That's a different thing. Still got an axing in it. Speaking of, I'm axing this relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're taxing, he was relaxing, and now I'm axing our relationship. I'm going to move to Colorado where they get free fingering with fucking...
And weed's
legal,
too.
And the weed's legal, too. And it's not laced, just in case you're wondering. Yeah. According to Chris.
Take it and have every other part of their body touched and rubbed by a massage therapist. Hell, we let proctologists spend their day fingering men and sticking things up their anus. So...
It's a little different.
We're not comparing apples to apples on this one, but I don't think a proctologist enjoys his job.
No.
And let me tell you something. I don't enjoy the proctologist.
Yeah.
That's not how it goes.
No.
Right? If I was getting a sensual massage, I'm assuming it's something I'm into and I'd like to enjoy.
That's right.
This, however, makes life difficult for all the regular masseuses out there when you're like, hey, you want to give me a hand job?
That's true. Well, now you just know that there's ones that you can go to for that. And if it's on the menu, it's on the menu.
Maybe it just should just say on the bottom of the... On like the big neon sign, it should say "high hand job friendly."
Yeah,
hand job here.
It could be like a little neon.
Yeah, you know where it says vacancy or no vacancy.
It's just a hand,
ding, like this, like a neon, a neon sign that just does like the tomahawk motion with a cupped hand.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, they have
then
vacancy.
You know.
No vacancy. Hand,
otherwise,
no hand.
If you just want to go for a straight massage, you don't go to one that has that. If you want to go for an extra.
If you want to go extra,
then
go to
go
that
to one.
That's right.
There's makes everything very clear.
There is clearly one of these places down the street from my house.
Oh,
clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one for in every town, right? And I don't know why.
And especially in a long interstate drive when I'm driving. And nothing
else
around.
They're all over the place.
Lovejoy.
Yeah. Lovejoy.
Spa. Truckers, welcome.
The Hummin Motor Court.
I mean,
But what I don't understand is, like, It's open 24 hours a day. It's in a little strip mall. It looks like it's an office building.
Yeah.
But then it says, you know, like Jade's Oriental Massage, right? Now, I understand. I'm not trying to be I'm not trying to be like not racist, but I don't want to like
discriminatory here. Okay.
Right? But it seems like a lot of Asian massages are parlors are associated with this type of stuff. But this particular one called Jade Oriental Massage, when you go to their website, it's exactly clear what they do. There's naked women on the website.
Oh.
They're young, right? And then it says, you know.
And they probably don't work there, actually.
No, of course they don't. It's that you never get what you see on the website. Yeah, don't be an idiot. It's like Tinder. You're never going to get that. You're going to get some 70-year-old woman. Who's like, Social Security doesn't pay all that well. But you're getting a hand job. Just close your eyes. I tell you what, bring your phone in and look at the picture.
On the site.
Yes, that's right. But the place is open 24 hours a day, and only and all the blinds are closed, and only on occasion is there a car out front. On occasion, and it'll say like, you know, for appointment, call this phone number. Now everybody knows this happens. It's on Nextdoor. You know the app Nextdoor.
Yeah,
people talk about it all the time. Hey, you know, when are we going to close down Jade's? Why the police just let this go on? I don't know. Maybe because they have no proof. Like nobody's talking about it or whatever. Or maybe the police are like, we got better fucking things to do with our time.
One of the, who was the guy that was the, was that the guy that was the owner of the Patriots?
The Patriots guy. Yeah. Bill Kraft or Taft or whatever his name is. Doug Taft, Bill Kraft. He was down at the Jack Shack.
I mean, our news cycle is so immediate now that things just go away. But yeah, he absolutely, the owner of the Patriots.
He was at a Jack Shack.
Busted in Florida.
Yep.
For going to it, and
they had video of him actually in the massage room getting rich. And that guy is like 92 years old. Yeah, he's got a crinkly old wrinkly, and he got busted at one of these Jack Shacks. But the conversation at the time, I remember the general discord was, "What? Who fucking cares? Right? That's between him and his wife. Like, is it really any of our business?" What?
Yeah, I don't really care.
What Bill Kraft or Bob Kraft decides to do?
As long as two consenting
adults. Consensual adults. Yes. Consensuating. Yeah. Hey, baby, you want to consensuate with me? Excuse me. Hi, welcome to Jenny's Massage Parlor. Do you consensuate here? Just asking. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Why, yes.
Yes, did you see the sign?
Did you see the neon sign?
Did you see the big red jack hand going up and down?
It's on the menu.
Yes.
It's
when the hand menu, is sir. Stopped, there's no jacking. When the hand is going, there's jacking. Here was the consensus I remember at the time about that particular Bill Kraft or Jack Kraft or whatever his name, Jack Kraft, whatever his name was.
Yes.
The general consensus was, who fucking cares?
Right.
And as long, in my opinion, as long as you can determine that whatever is going on in that parlor is consensual and that those women are being paid for their work under their own
they should be
discretion.
Paid.
Fuck yeah. They
absolutely should be paid.
I mean, I've never gotten a jack from a Jack Shack, but I would like, I'd pay double because I'd be like, I'm gross. Like, I'm so sorry about this. I'd feel guilty the whole time. I'd be apologizing. I'd be like, a little to the left. I'm so sorry. You're I know I'm disgusting. Yeah. I know, but I'd feel gross. I'd be like, I'm so sorry about all of this.
If you're there, you're feeling gross already, so just go with it.
Yeah, listen, I'm not saying I'm above it. I just haven't done it because I'm too guilty because I'm Catholic and they just embedded all that shit in my head. Meanwhile, I know people who are sexual healers who do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what they do. And you know what? God bless you.
Exactly.
And they do it under their own guise and their own direction, and they make their own choices, and they get paid well, and they like, generally, they like what they do. Now, occasionally, they'll have a bad experience, and that, you know, hey, look, I worked at McDonald's, I occasionally had a bad experience.
Right, everybody does. Yeah. Any line of work.
I mean, but you're not getting a blowjob during it, at least.
No. No.
You're out of order, Jackie Weaver!
Maybe I would have liked that better than the bad experience I had with my old boss. God, he was terrible.
Who?
What? I'm not naming names.
I was hoping to get you. Okay, back to Chris.
So if someone wants to yank a guy's crank, I say let him.
Way to go, Chris.
Yank a guy's
crank. You should see this, the city hall. They're all like, If you could not repeat the word anus, we'd appreciate it. Oh, he said yank your crank. Well, Chris, time's up. Sorry.
Picture this.
All the guys are like, yeah. And all the women are like, you're fucking gross, dude.
No, I'm in the category with the men. I think I just go for it.
No, I'm talking about the old hags on the city council meeting.
The old sweaty.
Yeah.
As we get older and more wise and also stupider in our world.
As we get dumber.
And dumber.
With
and
more
also
knowledge.
Yeah.
With more facts. We get dumber with more facts.
Maybe that'll kind of work its way out. Don't be so prudish.
Don't hold your breath.
Fat guy.
I mean, they offer
would
wine at the nail
getting scene. Him off with your hand actually be that much worse than giving him a full body massage, getting up in there under the folds of fat, or being the proctologist sticking your finger up his ass? And that brings me to my last point. This is about a group of people imposing their morality on the rest of society. If a grown adult wants a hand job, another grown adult, and another grown adult is willing to give one for money,
and another,
then let
and another,
them.
And another,
and another, another, and another, third,
wants
and a fourth.
To give another one. Just make it a big free for all.
I brought my my masseuse. I'd like her to say a few words. Chris is gross. Help! Oh my God, Chris, good for you, buddy. That started a great conversation. You're right, they do give wine at the nail place, but they don't give you a hand job at the same time.
No, but I mean, you know, where does it end?
At your nails. Where does it end? At your nails. That's where
it
is.
But we're going to the morality.
Oh, okay. Got you.
You know.
Yeah, but I don't think there's anything. Yeah, okay. All right. You know, some religions don't allow that kind of painting because they don't, you know, it attracts.
No, not painting. I'm thinking
directions.
Drinking.
Oh, yo. That also attracts erections. Basically, anything can attract an erection. You should be mindful. You should be mindful that erections oftentimes have no control.
Yeah,
I agree. And you know, here's another thing. Well, never mind. I'm not going to say it. But yeah, I agree with Chris here. I think the you shouldn't impose your own morality on anybody else.
If you have a problem with it, don't go.
Let me explain why America's so broken.
If you got a problem
right
with it,
now.
Don't drink.
Yeah, don't drink. Don't go
if
to the hand job.
If you got a problem with the hand job, don't go to the Asian
you
spa.
You don't want to smoke.
You don't want to smoke weed. Don't.
Crack with Whitney Houston's ex-boyfriend.
Don't.
Don't. That's just it. You don't like the way
that
Bobby
let everybody else be free.
Did I tell you I saw Whitney Houston one time in a BP? And she was doing that like dance she did on the show when she was all high on crack. She was like,
nice.
And remember how they used to sing back and forth to each other, her and Bobby?
They were on some good drugs.
Oh, yeah. They were like taking things apart in their heads and putting them back together. And they were on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
They were making these noises with their mouth, like in sync, back and forth to each other. And they both had sunglasses on. You know, their noses were white. Their lips were all burned. They were like, licky, ticky, tick, boop, 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 ticky, ticky, tick.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
Didn't turn out so well, but they were having a good time at the time.
No, and I got to tell you something. That Whitney Houston had a fucking voice on her, man.
She did.
She had some pipes on her. She was one of the most blessed human beings to ever live. And I understand that blessings and cursings oftentimes come together at the same time. You know, you're blessed with brilliant, you know, the ability to be a brilliant artist, but then you're cursed with the, you know, without any self-esteem, or you get caught up in all the bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, not every artist goes off into a bad drug funk.
No.
You know, most of them don't, actually.
Look, you didn't, I did.
at least for the majority of our life. Maybe
we're the greatest podcasters that ever lived. I'm sure of it. Recently anointed by Podcast Magazine as the greatest podcasters that ever lived for $13.99.
You too could own those.
You too could be the greatest podcaster
exactly.
in the world.
Exactly. Like those awards. For Atlanta's best.
Atlanta's best.
Just buy this. Huge ad in
our paper, and you'll be Atlanta's best, and we'll put Atlanta's best next to it, and all of a sudden, whenever you read those Delta magazines, and because Delta's based here in Atlanta, and oftentimes Delta magazine has like Atlanta's best proctologist, Atlanta's best plastic surgeon, just know that that's 100% paid for. Chrissy and I are learning. We're learning the hard way that the game that we're playing is so rigged, it's not even funny. And we just refuse to play the rigged game. So we're not going to do it. We're going to say
but
on
it's not Single Out Delta, by the way.
Oh, not Delta.
Yeah.
The magazine that Delta
puts into the
scene. Atlanta magazine. Yes.
I like Atlanta magazine.
I do too. So yeah.
But a lot of it's pay. It crosses lines.
Of course it does. How did we get here?
I don't know.
What were we saying?
We were talking about Jack Shack's
Atlanta's best proctologist. Atlanta's best Jack Shack. Don't trust those magazines for your Jack Shacks. That's all I got to say. Go to Backpages. That's where it all happens.
There's no more Backpages.
Oh, there's no more Backpages?
No, it's gone.
They took it away? Mm-hmm. I thought it was Craigslist. Is that Craigslist Backpages? Is that what they used to call it?
It's all gone and now been pushed to another CD publication.
Okay.
Adult Friend Finder, whatever.
Oh, yeah. You know, okay. Let's not even get into it.
Yeah.
There's a reason.
You're the one who brought up the.
No, I'm saying let's not get into back pages. Oh, okay, I'm not saying let's go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. But it's just changed. It's just morphed into something else.
Yeah. I don't want to like drive traffic to those particular websites because you know that there's sex trafficking going on those websites. And I
That's
don't want
why
to be
they
a
shut
part
them
of it.
Down.
Okay. Mm. So now are they like on the secret web or whatever they call it, the dark net?
I mean, I don't know, but it's just changed names and it's a new thing.
You can buy my credit. You can buy my social security number on the dark net. But good luck getting credit with it.
That's what I always say.
That guy's from the commercial break. They run Spotify ads for 11 cents per.
Good luck stealing my identity. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with
you
that.
You might have better.
Yeah.
You maybe, might have a better shot.
Maybe you can get a Lexus for under 14% a month. You too can pay 12% a day for this brand new 1986 almost working Lexus.
Advantage dark web.
Advantage 510 credit score. Don't go with those other high credit scores. Go with the lowest one. They pay the most and get fucked every day. Isn't it amazing how those of us who can afford the least get charged the most?
Yes.
That's just American capitalism at work there for you. Well, I was going to play. Let me play a little bit of one more.
Okay.
It's Bindergate is what I call it. It's Bindergate. Okay.
Is there a binder involved?
Oh, no. Actually, you know what? I'm going to play a shorter one since we've got just a few minutes here. Listen to this guy who's very upset about everything that's going on in his town. And by the way, there is a series of these. Every single city council meeting, this guy shows up and he gives a speech just like this.
Yeah, my name's Ron Joseph, 1080 Felix Street.
There are whole YouTube channels dedicated to Ron Joseph at 1080 Yusuf Street. Yes.
Where is 1080 Yusuf Street?
Somewhere in the Midwest. You can tell by his accent. I think in Illinois, in like Schaumburg or something like that. Okay. Not Chicago.
Okay. I'm here for, I keep getting brochures in the mail about how you people are trying to, not make our taxes go up and stuff. I lived in West St. Paul for 55 years. I can never remember West St. Paul spending the money you people are spending. I mean, I know I only got 2 minutes, but I'm just say a few things. I think the dome costs us taxpayers like $900,000 a year. Robert Street, if I remember right, when I went to the meeting down at Thompson Park, it was going to be like $12 million. It's probably going to be $50 million.
Wow, that's a huge jump from 12 to 50 million.
It went from 900,000
to 12 million to 50 million. Yeah.
Build up.
Yeah,
that's what you do. Actually, what you should do is start high.
And go
low.
This is
going to be $50 million.
Yeah, that's right. $700 million. But it only cost us $680. Aren't you guys glad?
Yeah.
This guy, I mind you, is at the city council meeting. He's wearing his best Bears jacket from 1982.
Bears.
He's wearing his favorite NRA hat. He's wearing jeans with, of course, you know what every man like that has. They have a key holder with a key ring with 750 keys on it, just swinging to the side of them, right?
Well, he's got many important locks to unlock.
He does. From every key he's ever owned, he's got a copy or two on there.
The
in case I move back to my
got
first house.
A couple of storage units.
With bodies.
The government, I thought, was going to redo Robert Street at 2018, but you people couldn't wait to 2018. It probably won't even be done till 2018. Okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
Stuff is always
late. Yeah, stuff is always late.
Brentfield, you bragged about, it's so beautiful. We put, 6 million or more in Harmer Field with all the lighter fields and everything. Every time I go by, I never see nobody playing ball.
Fuck those children.
Nobody's even playing ball.
Come on.
There?
You know this is 100% inaccurate. Every time he drives by, there's never anybody playing ball.
It's 5 a.m. No one's there. I'm getting off my late shift.
I wake up at 2 a.m., listen to talk radio till 7 a.m., and then I'm asleep by 3. That's what Americans do.
Tell me how many times that hockey rink's been used this winter. I was up here saying, our winters are so warm.
Tear down the hockey ring.
Tear down the rink. Tear down the rink. Fuck those little kids. Tear down the rink. I want my taxpayer dollars back. Tell me how many times that's been used. It's being used 7 times a day. Not enough. Not enough for Ron.
No. He's not seen anybody there.
He wants his tax money spent correctly.
I already have an off-site hockey rink.
We already have an out-of-state hockey rink?
Off-site.
Off-site hockey rink. Yeah, this is, by the way, now I know where he's from because now I remember the video. He's from Minneapolis, St. Paul, and he says, our winters are so warm, we don't need an indoor hockey rink. What? Have you ever been to Minneapolis, St. Paul?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have, and it's freezing.
Frozen in September.
In the cold, yes.
Oh, my God, that place is, like, so cold. It's beautiful, but it's cold, man. It's cold.
I love Minneapolis,
yeah,
by the way.
I do, too.
But, yeah, it's freezing.
I agree with you, yeah.
Absolutely freezing. They're already having snow up there right now.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah.
They put the water park on the corner. You're afraid to go by because there's so many cars parked on the street. You're afraid a little kid might run out. You run the kid over. Whoever wanted to put it on the... There's two cars in the parking lot, and the streets are packed.
That makes a lot of sense, Ron. Clearly, they didn't use the parking lot. The streets are packed, but the parking lot's empty?
It's empty.
By the way, this is a pattern with him. He's always complaining about the water park parking. And one of the ladies on the city council actually figured out how much the parking lot is used, and during the summer it's full every day. That's why there are people parking out on the street.
Yeah,
it's because that water park is incredibly popular, right? But Ron's concerned that he's going to hit one of the... Now, I agree with that. I don't want to hit a child as they're running out into the street, but
who
I
does?
Yeah, but no. Just pay attention like everybody else does, Ron.
Who said let's put the thing on the corner?
who said put the land where the land is? Who? Where was God when he put that mountain there?
Like the jury selection thing that I went to.
Oh my God, Chrissy!
With the property downtown. God bless.
But here's the thing about the American civil process, the American process of democracy, is that Ron is the only one that's showing up.
Well,
to any
right,
of these
it gets backed up.
It gets backed up
with this.
Yeah. Well, it gets backed up with this.
Makes me want to go down to City Hall.
There is literally no one else in this in these town meetings.
They're like, oh God,
half the time.
Ron again.
I know.
He's here.
Yeah, Ron. We got to listen to Ron. Set aside 5 minutes for Ron. I tell you what, let's make Ron time first, and we'll all go to the bathroom, and then we can come back after Ron's done.
Eat lunch, take a nap.
Ron's going to talk about the corner again. Here it comes. And he does. Hundreds of times he's upset about the corner. The fact that the water park is on the corner. Well, I mean,
why doesn't he move?
He doesn't want to move. He wants to complain. That's what he wants to do.
You got rid of the parking lot that was close to the corner. It's ridiculous. I'd like to know, keep track of how many times these ball fields are used this summer. Keep track of how many times that hockey rink is used. And then brag about the money you put into Harmon Field. Now I'm
Who
reading about...
the fuck is complaining about stuff for kids? Like,
Ron is!
Ron's God, upset. What does he want instead?
Ron comes from a day and a time when government was not a nanny state, and he is upset that they're putting all this money into all this shit, but the truth is that government's always been a nanny state. It's always been building parks and recreation and public libraries. And they should.
I'm for it.
I'm for it, too.
This River Green, another trail or whatever. Let's put a tunnel under Robert Street or a bridge. Where's there room for that on Wentworth here? City Hall, we need a new City Hall. Last meeting at Thompson, the police chief was saying, oh, we need a new police station because there's not enough room for the women police officers.
Don't fuck the women police officers. Why do we
they
need room for
brains.
Women? No. You're missing
brains.
The point, Chrissy. That's not what I'm trying to say. Stop misinterpreting me. I'm saying we don't even need women police officers.
At all.
What do? They write parking tickets. Have them get dressed at home. Why do we need them at the police station where all the men are doing men things?
Men things.
This is really important, Chrissy, and you're just laughing. You don't understand. You're not with it, Chrissy.
Ron.
Ron's got a lot of time on his hands.
Yep.
That's all I got to say. Oh my God, we didn't even get to half the shit that I cut up, man.
Well, we can do it next time.
All right, we'll do it next time. All right, well, da 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 da. This become our theme song, and I really like it. Our ending theme song, and I really like it. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I. You can follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break, 661-BEST-2-YO, 661-237-8296. If you would like your second edition TCB collectible sticker, go to the website, click on I Want My Sticker. We'll tell you how to get it. You tell us where to send it. It's that easy. I just want to remind everybody, thank you so much for listening to our sponsors' commercials in the show, at the beginning of the show, the middle of the show, because that's how Chrissy and I recoup a little bit of the costs for the time, energy, effort, and equipment that we constantly have to buy here because yes. Brian breaks it. That's what happens.
Yep, there's tape on something I'm looking at right now.
Yeah. Oh, I got tape right here. There's tape right there. There's tape right there. So every week we have to replace a piece of equipment. It's my fault. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing. But we do want to let you know that we love you and we appreciate you being here with us and supporting our sponsors when you can. It's just a few minutes of commercials. That's all it is. And I don't want it to go unnoticed that you have to listen to a few minutes of commercials. So we'll all get through this together. Sponsors pay us to do the show. You get to listen for free. We keep coming into the studio and making content. It's a good deal for everybody, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty normal, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, 60% of all podcasts have these ads in them.
Unless you're paying for the subscription, which we don't have the pay model. So.
We don't want to do that. We're not doing that. We're not doing it right now. Right? Maybe someday we'll give you ad-free content if that's what you tell us you want.
Demand it.
Demand it. Write us up and demand it. Be your Ron for the commercial break. Show up. Go, hey, what about the commercial break that time you guys had the break room?
Yeah.
And then you spent $10,000 on ads. You never get
used.
There's
nobody in there.
I haven't gotten a break room email for 5 years. I got one and then you guys stopped doing it. No, we sent out two, Ron. We sent out two. Well, you know, it took a lot of time. What about Patreon? Well, Ron, we put out 7 of those episodes,
what
but nobody
Clubhouse?
Listened. Yeah. Nah, I don't care about Clubhouse. Clubhouse is stupid. Someone texted me yesterday and they were like, do you want to get back on Clubhouse and do some stuff? And I was like, no, I do not.
I just Googled my name the other day and Clubhouse popped up.
Yeah,
and
Clubhouse.
I'm on Clubhouse.
That's
I'm
right.
not. I need to delete my account.
Delete it. Okay, that's all I can do today. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, this is how we always do it. We say goodbye to you by saying bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Conroy.